Warning. This content contains sound. Some sapiens of Homo have episodic memories with undesired correlation sensations within sounds. Although many attach their identities with notions and actions they may have, any mockery is directed towards the latter two and not the first. Having said that, welcome to Correlation Sensations, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes.
Thank you.
Episode 8. This one, I know you've all been waiting for.
Yes.
All right, one?
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe known for flying machines, but he knows the brain very well.
We are brought to you by Escapegoat and Yoshil Pichue. Check them out. They are good on Twitter and, what is that? Instagram and that book for faces.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, where they take pictures of your face and recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to begin this episode with the most outstanding function.
What?
Penetration.
Quit being so vulgar.
What's so vulgar? Penetration is just penetration.
Yes, we penetrate your mind.
Yes. The mind. Sourcer number one. Scholarly article titled Leonardo da Vinci, Anatomist. Editor is Roger Jones from British Journal of General Practice. In 1506, it is argued that this is the most penetrating date for Leonardo, because this is when he penetrated a 100-year-old man.
In the brain?
He just penetrated him. It did not specify. But he did anatomy for, or dissection for anatomy, yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Following, this occurred following Da Vinci actually speaking with this 100-year-old man before he died. And it is indicated that this man died of a common natural death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was quite a long time to live back then, isn't it?
Yeah. It was also kind of convenient for Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after Da Vinci saw him, the old man died, then Da Vinci get to penetrate. Prior to this, it is said that Leonardo studied other species such as oxen, birds, and bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The article indicated Leonardo's first depictions of human anatomy were inaccurate. And this is also indicated by Anneroni's book as well.
Ah.
Because he just relied on, Herophilus. Wait, no, not Herophilus. I think it was just Erisistratus and Galen.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because since they were, like, older texts and they were, like, not good at cutting things open like Da Vinci is.
Mm-hmm.
They were more precise. A lot of people just imagine stuff before thoroughly observing what they were looking at.
Yes.
And that's how you got that mumbo jumbo from last episode. And that came up all the way up here to the Leonardo da Vinci's time. And Leonardo's formal education had him believing in this three-cell thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is not correct, but maybe a basis, kind
of. Yeah, it was a basis of ignorance and imagination overcoming someone from really knowing what's going on or accepting that they don't know.
Yes.
Yes. You have something to say, Foy?
Ah, yes. I was gonna say that his tinkering mind of knowing mechanics was able to help him understand how the brain worked. And so the fact is that he had more a mechanical understanding than most in the past, so he was able to figure out biologic-based conclusion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Sometimes, because it's really more like a chemical reaction in the brain.
Ah, yes.
But, I mean, his understanding of, you know, this part comes from this organ. Like, let's say the optic nerve.
Yes.
Came from the eye, like, you know, Herophilus had indicated it must have been the sensory information from the eye. But he found out that that eye pathway goes to another place other than the frontal lobe, because he had more time and more bodies to have fun with.
Yes.
Without the public watching him in the middle of daylight like Hero Felix did.
Yes. Yeah, they workshopped. He almost seemed like a serial killer because there are rumors of bodies underneath his floor or in part of his underneath of the house. Or the workshop.
Yes, the workshop. Yes, so source number one, I wrote down that it contradicted itself because it said that prior to this, he was not doing anatomy, but at the same time, I would consider the skull anatomy.
Yes.
And in 1489 was when Leonardo received his first scolding. Yeah.
Scolding or skull?
Scolding. Oh. Yeah, he got some skull.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really good blowjob. Right? No.
He's not in the necrophilius. He's in the whatever that guy's name I can't say.
But
Herophilius.
It said he penetrated these bodies.
Well, I think he maybe just exploded inside of them.
He explode?
I don't know.
He exploded inside of them? My God.
Well, if you got a job, you gotta finish it, right?
Back to topic.
Yes, enough blue balls here.
So he proceeded to sketch this skull, making it his first anatomical sketch.
Yes, he is very known for man pose in T of the thing that you know. It is probably like the most known googly image of his drawings of the man in the pose.
Googly?
Whatever you call the googly books or the googly.
Oh,
books.
Yes. The whore's most popular image for Da Vinci is that man with two sets of legs and two sets of arms.
Yes.
Yes, the eight-limbed freak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From 1489 to 1513, 30 corpses were penetrated by this human named Leonardo Da Vinci.
Were they former prisoners? And didn't he ask relatives and sort of similar to the case of the old man, too?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
He was said to have a friend who helped him. Do you know who this friend is, Void?
Machiavelli?
Well, it starts with M, too, like McDonald's. But this is Marcantonio della Torre.
Ah,
yeah, he was a professor.
Okay.
And he helped Leonardo tag team to penetrate dead bodies properly. Yep, that's what happened. This penetrating fool died in 1511. Not Leonardo, but Marcantonio della Torre.
Where is it?
Yeah. Marcantonio de Torre.
Torre?
Toro. Zorro.
I think it's Torre. I'm
Marcantonio
sure.
Zorro. This was 2 years prior to Leonardo dropping his penetration act.
Yes. He wasn't charged with witchcraft?
Wait, I didn't get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Foreshadowing.
Sorry.
Keep going.
You're ruining my narrative I wrote down and did not share with you. How dare you, even though you have no idea what I was trying to do, and it was because I did not communicate.
Okay, just keep going.
It's all your fault.
Keep going.
Not my fault.
Okay.
Back to topic.
Okay.
Much like Hero Felix, many of his writings and sketches were not published. But they were discovered, unlike many of Hero Felix's works, because he did not have a burning in his place. And actually, there's another source I read. Just right before we click record, we look well. Then I urinated and washed my hands because you want no pee-pee juice everywhere.
Yes.
But this one, let me look here. I'm scrolling. Where the fuck is it? I just saw it. There's so many letters. Oh, I got it right here. Second source. is from http://embryo.asu.edu has an article named Leonardo da Vinci's Embryological One Drawings of the Fetus. Don't know why it has the one there, but okay. So I scroll down here, and right here, it says, although Leonardo had thought, or at least expressed intentions to publish his work, he never did. Yes, the ultimate distribution occurred only after Arezzo, the son of Francisco Melzi, who was the one first faithful disciple of Leonardo da Vinci, was entrusted with these notebooks by the Master of Penetration. That's what we should call this episode, Void.
Master of Penetration.
Yes. Yes. Necrophiliac Master of Penetration.
We're sullying his name. Why?
What?
Never mind.
Sully? What is Sully? Isn't Sully like a Muppet?
I don't know. You're a Muppet.
How dare you make fun of my hairy arms?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Back to topic.
Okay.
Bastard.
Okay.
Yes. So, the source number one indicated that Leonardo da Vinci wanted to know how the body works, and more related to our topic, where emotions originated from, and how did these areas function in expressing said emotions. So he tried to find out with those bodies.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So, source number three, Johns Hopkins University, has an article titled Leonardo da Vinci's Contributions to Neuroscience, but they would not give me anything but abstract because they want rubles or coins or euros or bitcoins or whatever it is they want.
Yes.
I did not find out because I'm not about to pay.
Yes.
For awards.
Yes. We do not pay whores.
Yeah.
Whores of knowledge.
Or Johns Hopkins. I believe they're religious too.
I know, but they help with cancer.
That is hilarious. No, that is hilarious.
Okay.
Religious organization wants to charge for Leonardo's work. All the while, as Void had indicated, the damn religious church accused of Leonardo of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was a witch.
I think it was more from public outcry because of suspicion and stories of what he was doing in the secret.
Yeah, well, they missed that one.
Yes.
They should have just said he was a necrophiliac.
But also, I think his flying technology may have scared them like crazy.
I bet. Those drawings, they look pretty cool.
Yes. A guy actually made his flying machine and it worked.
Oh.
It had lift, all the proper things were there, but he did it without modern knowledge. I mean, he had modern knowledge, but he used it and then did it and then did a test with it and then added to it to make it work better. Because there are still things you figure out from trial and error versus schematic.
Oh, yeah. You have to validate the machine you designed.
Yes, exactly.
That is,
because there are several things. It's like the busters of myth that try small scale to upscale, even though some scientists do criticize them for TVizing.
For methodology.
Yes.
I saw one or two or three studies where they did not do enough variations on their tests to warrant any type of conclusion, which they drew to really quickly.
Oh, yes, because I remember in science and math class, you had to put down all the variables and figure out the differences.
Yeah, and most time where they do this experiment, like the walking or running version, like underneath rain, which one gets you wetter? They said running. I think it is an arch. Like if you went fast enough, you could actually outrun some of the raindrops.
Yes, it depends also their velocity based upon it. Some rain does come down slower, bigger versus that, and also terminal velocity reached of when the rain starts.
And amplitude.
Yes.
Like the quantity of rain droplets.
Yes. Also the humidity in the air, because if it's really humid, you will get wet quicker, because the natural air is also filled with more. Because one time, I was trapped at gym and had to run home in the rain to go get my car, but my other ride fixed the car, so I walked home in the rain for nothing.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
I know. I made it in about 15 minutes. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
It just seemed kind of depressing. Like, fat kid moping around underneath bridges. There was a homeless man. I had to run past him. He was sleeping. I didn't know which way he was sleeping, so I didn't want to be like, just trip over him and kick him or something, so I had to watch. I couldn't tell. He was laying with the way of the road, not across it, so it's easy to avoid him.
Oh.
Yes. I think he may have been the type that Da Vinci would have done tests on.
Maybe. But he was not criminal.
No. Oh, he is criminal because he's sleeping in a abandoned underneath bridge.
That doesn't seem like much of a crime to me.
I believe it is. Unfortunately, there was a town that played Baby Shark all the time, so homeless people couldn't sleep. Yes, it was very annoying.
Baby Shark.
It's an annoying song on the internet.
Huh.
Like, that's Frogman. Or... the frog song? It's several years ago, it was a crappy ringtone. You get my point.
You're right. That was annoying.
Yes.
Please don't ever do that again.
I think it was based off of Eurodance kind of music, because it was like, also like, there was a gummy bear song that was freaking annoying too.
I'm starting to think that the cultural influence has gotten to the best of you, boy. We got to realize to keep us separate from the human. I mean, keep us separated from other human. Yeah?
Not the humans, us humans.
Yeah, part of us humans. Yeah, the author of source number 3 is a human named Jonathan A. Pevsner. And communicated that Da Vinci used a syringe to inject wax into the ventricles of an ox's brain.
Oh, to get the full picture.
Yes, you were just talking about that before we started it, so I took it away from you. Ha ha!
Oh, it almost seems like predecessor to brain scan. To CAT scan.
No.
Well, the same idea, kind of.
Yeah, but at least now you don't require to take bits of the brain off of the wax in order to complete your molding.
Yes.
Yeah, did you see the one where Leonardo also did a model of the heart made out of glass?
Oh.
Like, I think it was similar method, but he used a mold to make a glass model, and then he put seeds inside of it to watch which way the water would flow inside of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he understood some pretty good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Bitch Google can show you pictures of Leonardo's sketches of, like, different parts of the brain.
Yes.
Four ventricles, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far, we have Leonardo da Vinci penetrating corpses with the one he loves, named Professor Marc Antonio. And we also have da Vinci penetrating an ox's brain with hot wax. Quite normal behaviors.
Maybe he was disturbed? I don't know.
Well, yeah, normal for us, right?
Yes, disturbed by knowledge.
Yeah, disturbed. So, the real source number 4, not fake whole bag Google, Leonardo da Vinci's contributions to neuroscience, authored by human named Pevsner J. Trans,
of Neurosci of 2002. It's funny. I think same dude made two papers.
Oh, I thought he made Pezzes.
Pezzes?
The candy.
Because named Pevsner?
Yes.
So, back to topic. This source number 4 conveyed all the information already stated, but without the number of corpses, years of Professor Marcantonio's, development with Mr. Leonardo.
Mm-hmm.
But they also gave me one fact the other source did not about Da Vinci. He would pith frogs. Yeah. And did not know what it was. At first I thought it was just him penetrating more frogs, which is kind of true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I had to find another source.
Yes.
Yes, and one source, I don't know what its name is. You can look it up. It was like, it had a PDF file though.
Okay.
I forgot to write it down for some reason. But anyways, this source said pitting is just a friendly and humane way to keep the frog from feeling pain.
Oh, is it a lancing of the brain or what is it?
Oh, yeah, they just they take a needle and jab it into the front part of the head of the frog and jumble it around, scramble the brain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sometimes they actually sever the spinal cord from the skull. Very humane. So all vegans should applaud Leonardo for his wonderful efforts to keeping dissection as humane as possible.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that source who gave me that information is a biopack. / gland. Yeah.
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci composed drawings of nerves. And also vessels, blood vessels and veins. So he found out the hard way that it was not humors that were inside the ventricles. So that might have been a lot of cognitive dissonance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what? I was taught this in my formative years. My whole belief system was to look and see exactly how the humors go inside of the ventricles. But voila, not there. Holy shit. Maybe that's why he did not publish his works.
He didn't want to shake the boat, exactly.
Yeah, especially since he was in hot water being accused of witchcraft.
Yes.
Yeah. Source number 1 expressed confusion over why Da Vinci's works were not published. But at the same time, they continued to say that he was in trouble for blasphemy and, the witchcraft.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny.
The thing is, I think we know more about it than we know most any researcher based upon him hiding it. It's because it came out later and wasn't known, so they couldn't destroy it or get rid of it. So the knowledge wasn't known, so it got more preserved. But I think his work is more preserved than most.
Yeah. Well, yeah, plus there was a lot less time between now and then versus now in Galen's time or
yes.
Hero Felix's time. So,
this is the Renaissance and the basis of our current society now trying to exist towards, so.
Yeah, they had less, they had less wars between now and then,
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yes.
That this writer had expressed confusion, and directly after he expressed confusion,
yes.
He said Leonardo was in hot water, basically.
Yes.
So
I don't think they had as much shake-up since Mussolini in Italy, so I don't think it was pretty there to there.
What? No, I'm talking about why he did not publish them while he was alive. Yeah, because apparently it was expressed that he wanted to publish them, but it made sense why he did not, because he was in hot water.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he took his own safety into account and maybe thought maybe future on, because it was ahead of his time, would be able to learn from what he had gathered.
Perhaps. Or his findings would have been considered skeptical, or people would have expressed skepticism at first, Especially since he was accused of witchery.
Mm-hmm.
So once you are accused of that, most of what you say and do is considered to be, you know...
heresy.
Yeah, or something to question at the very least.
Yes.
Perhaps it was the devil possessing him to lie about cells and Numa.
Yes. I remember learning a lot about this in high school, and I remember the story vaguely, and I remember certain details about it, because we did actually look a lot about into it, and we did have, like, a chapter or two about him in world history.
Yeah, I don't know why they were so... you know, I don't know why they were so in love with the guy, because all he did was write backwards and draw two circles at once with both hands simultaneously. And then all he did was dissect 30 corpses and then learn from them and then design machines based off of their functions in a mechanical terms.
Yes.
I mean, that's all he did. He was just another human. He wasn't like us, you know.
He was a lot smarter than the average people back then, too, so.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you mean by smart. Because, I mean, the church was filled with a bunch of really intelligent people who were good at...
the average person.
Manipulating. Well, the average person, some of them are really good at, you know, being able to farm. You know, I doubt a lot of wealthier people knew how to farm.
Yes.
Because they were not developing their brain that way. So they weren't intelligent in that area, but the average person was.
Yes.
The average person was also able to survive under less means versus the wealthy, who would, I think, would have a hard time surviving without all the gold and silver.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of sounded like I was speaking from Nordic times that time. Gold and silver.
Yard, yard, yard.
That reminded me of that one time where we were brain possessed by, what's his name?
Franz.
Franz, yeah.
Yes.
Franz, I almost completely forgot about that fag.
Just kidding. No Franz here.
I was beginning to think your convulsions were real.
Ah.
Source of number 5 is Aroni.
Ah, Rooney.
Baboon.
Yes, exactly.
And her book. If you haven't heard of Rooney and her book, that is a sure sign that you would be confused by most of our terminology that we have made up as we went along for various parts of our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, to get the full picture of what we're doing, I suggest you start from episode 1 and work your way up. Do not try to be a hero and jump into this great lake of nonsense.
Wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's go to this book of Aroni. Leonardo changed his perception of where sensory input goes, like I've already indicated, because rather than the sensus communis going to the cellula fantastica, which is cell number 1, it became cellula logistica as the main sensory hub, if you will, which is kind of funny. Then you would want to name cell 2 number cellula fantastica, and then move logistica up to the front, kind of like what we do now.
Yes.
Yeah. This was due to the fact that the 5th cranial nerve, also known as trigeminal nerve, which is responsible for, do you know, Void? Trigeminal.
Not quite sure.
You failed a test. Yeah. It is responsible for facial sensations.
Oh.
Yeah, all up and down your face.
Oh, yes.
And your muscles are masturbation. I mean, mastication. Yeah, masticular masturbating mastication, which is chewing.
That is a mouthful.
Yeah. Of gum.
Gum?
No, cum. Like that video I showed you. Woman eating, getting pumped while plumped. Cum.
It's all come to you now, isn't it?
Come, Void. Let's finish this, right?
Yes, no blue balls here.
Yeah, we got to get off at the climax.
Exactly. Let me get lathered up.
Back to topic. The vestibular cochlear nerve, which is CN8, wound up into the second cell region. So that is why Da Vinci had changed his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And expressed concern for what had been thought of before. He also noticed that the spinal area converged into the back of the brain, and he also considered the back of the brain also a place of interest for the external sensations from the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what we have here is penetrating dead dudes with his body, penetrating frogs' brains, and feeling up oxes' brains with his hot wax. That is a lot of fun, I think. And he was also under pressure from the Roman Church for his witchcraft. And Rooney also indicated that his the wax method for the ox was not something that was done until later. And it is assumed that it was rediscovered by the 18th century human named French. Wait.
No, the French human named.
No. The human named Frederick Roesch.
Roesch.
Who was Dutch.
Dutch.
Not French.
Okay.
Yeah. That writing is funny stuff, haha.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot was learned, I suppose, more in an anatomy way, which is good because it helps you picture what is going on.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. That's Da Vinci's contributions to neuroscience. The rest is other areas of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, on episode 9, we will have... Wait. We will have three-cell Mishigash begun.
You literally just said gibberish.
Yeah. So, let us finish with the best band ever.
Yes.
A scapegoat within your head.
All right.
If you don't like them, you can go get penetrated by Da Vinci.
Yes.
Yeah. We leave in peace.
Yes.
Bye.
By one of his sex machines.
Wait, he had one of those?
No, I'm talking about his machines that do the cranks and the pulleys and the...
So the crank and pulley go in you?
For extra penetration.
Yeah. Bye!
1, 2, 3, 4 The wrestler of hate. Question.